Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. I had a guest on the show not too long ago, an infectious disease expert, a specialist in the field and trauma surgeon, who is an executive at Tropical Pathology Infection Disease Association, and he talked about COVID-19. He revealed during that interview that there are 33 strains of COVID-19, not just one, of coronavirus, okay? He talked about how to remain safe and how this disease is mutating, how this virus is mutating. And I wanted to get him back on the show for a more extended Q&A because his information was so rich and detailed and necessary. So I got him back on the show today to answer questions and give us an update on the pandemic. Dr. Lane Rowling is on the program. Dr. Rowling, thank you for coming back.
Appreciate you having me and giving me the opportunity to come back to and give you guys good information here in the greater Atlanta area. Thank you very much for having me back.
Absolutely. Give us an update on the pandemic now. What information do we need to know?
Well, Dr. Ritchie, I think the most important thing that everybody needs to understand is that this virus has changed. Now, the COVID-19 is up to 40 different mutations. We know the mutations in a particular area of the gene, of the RNA gene called D614G, which is a mutation in the spike protein that allows it to attach to cells. The virus can attach to cells in the eyes, the testicles, the gastrointestinal tract, kidneys, lungs, the heart, vessels, arterial system. The virus is, now we know that 25 to 35% of the transmission of COVID-19 is through feces, and the virus can live in feces up to 35 days. The interesting thing is that this disease, it's not going to follow the normal influenza. It's going to be here in the summertime, wintertime, fall time, springtime, and the virus is endemic. It's going to be here for a while. Even though we get through this pandemic over the next 2 years, this virus is going to be seasonal for the next 100 years in our society.
Let's talk about the differences between this virus and, let's say, a flu virus or another similarly operational virus. What's the significance in the fact that it can attach to these other cells?
Well, we have a thing in virology or in infectious disease. The word is called tropism. And tropism means that a particular pathogenic organism has the ability to attach to a cell that allows it to cause disease or penetrate the body. So, for example, influenza is really specific for the pulmonary, the lungs. So you get the flu, the virus goes to your lungs, it attaches to your lungs, and it gets into your lungs, it causes infection there. And that's pretty much the infection there with influenza. But with COVID-19 has the ability to not just attach to the lung cell, it attaches to the kidney cell, it attaches to the lung cell, the heart cell, you can find it in your eyes, you can get transmission through your eyes. And now we're starting to find the virus in testicles and stuff in semen. And this is a huge thing. And also attaches to vessels. to cause, multi-inflammatory syndromes in children now.
Let's talk about the spreading of the virus. You said 25 to 30% of it is spread through feces. That's interesting and ironic. How is that, without me sounding graphic, Doc, why are humans in such high contact to feces? Are we talking about our own feces or the feces of somebody else?
I think it's a combination of both, Dr. Ritchie. I mean, when we think about transmission of disease, especially when it comes to pathogens are always trying to figure out how they can get themselves out to be able to affect other people, affect other organisms. You know, and one of the things that is smart about this particular virus is that, you know, it has it attaches to the gastrointestinal tract. People get diarrhea and, you know, you get feces. And I know that's kind of a weird word to say, but, you know, this is probably the most political correct word that we can use. And it gets out there. And then what happens is that it just goes back to people having basic bathroom habits. You can imagine going into a bathroom at, 7-Elevens or, you know, Denny's, and somebody flushes the toilet and you get spray everywhere in the bathroom. Well, that's the transmission mode. Or, you know, people don't wash their hands very well. They touch the door handles and you shake their hands. You can get an infection that way. It's just another mechanism of action of COVID-19 to be able to spread itself throughout this pandemic.
I read a report last week that's similar to what you're saying, but basically the report said that if you flush the toilet, make sure the toilet seat is down first to avoid the spreading of the virus. I had no idea that the spreading of the virus was to this level, 25 to 30%. That's extremely high. Why is this disease so different? I've heard various theories. One, it could be an ancient virus that was unearthed. So there's no natural defense. It is a mutated virus. It is an animal pathogen that has jumped to the human species. Doc, in your expert opinion, what is this virus?
Well, this virus is an emerging virus. This virus has been around. The coronavirus family has been around, probably 50 million years. This is not new. This COVID-19 family was discovered in the 1960s in two different people. And this virus is found in animals. It's found in birds. It's found in pigs, cattle, horses, chickens, water birds. So the virus has just figured it out. It's evolved over evolution. And what's happened is this virus has jumped from a bat into a human being. And we know 95% of the genetic pattern of this particular COVID-19 is bat oriented. It did not come from a lab. It was not manufactured. This is just straight up just genetics. And, you know, I'm a pathogen virologist, a professor in Hamburg, Germany, and we've already looked at the genetic analysis of this particular virus, and this virus, it came from a bat. It was spillage, or what we call spillover, or accidental host. That individual in China ate the bat. They drank the bat blood. They got in contact with the bat blood, and that virus got into the individual, and, you know, like you said earlier, you know, there was no immunity, and it's just a perfect organism. And it's manufactured itself, it's multiplied, because it is the largest RNA virus on the planet, pathogenic. It has a lot of capabilities. This virus is mutated. It's going to continue to mutate, and it's figured it out. It does not just get inside the body through, pulmonary. It can get through your body through your eyes. It can attack multiple cells in your body. It can attach the heart, the lungs, the kidneys. And the reason why is because it has an affinity for a receptor called an ACE2 receptor. And that ACE2 receptor is in the eyes, it's in your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your gastrointestinal tract, your vessels, your body. And that just makes it a very smart, intelligent organism that's figuring out how to spread itself and cause infection.
Dr. Rowland, we have more on the other side. To all of the listeners, I want you to call us up because he is willing to answer your questions. This is a rare opportunity to talk directly to an expert currently in the field. A very rare opportunity. Call us up 404-892-2703 if you have a direct question for Dr. Lane Rowling, Director and Head of Clinical Education at the Tropical Pathology and Infectious Disease Association. We appreciate you, Doc. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Let me read over a few of the amazing qualifications and credentials of Dr. Lane Rowling, because there's a question on social media that I want to pose to him. Dr. Rowling, thank you for remaining on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dr. Ritchie.
You have two medical degrees. You are an MD, medical doctor, and you also have a Doctor of Podiatric Medicine degree, DPM. You have a Master of Science degree in Cellular and Molecular Biology from the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine. You have a Bachelor of Science degree in Microbiology and Chemistry with a minor in Military Sciences. You are a noted surgeon and many other things, including a researcher, a professor, private practice and team physician, and the list goes on and on. You're one of the most decorated medical doctors I have ever spoken with. Now, there's a question that I want to pose to you directly, and this comes from a current listener. And this listener says something isn't adding up with him. I am not believing half of what he says. Now he's saying the virus definitely started by people drinking bat blood. We don't know that. Can you explain that further?
Well, that's not the that's just a scenario that it's one scenario how you can get transmission of disease is through drinking bat blood. The individual could have ate the blood. You know, if you understand virology and the world of infectious diseases, you know, viruses jumped from individual animals into man, actually on a host, i.e. a mosquito bites an individual and gives a person malaria. They can give them yellow fever. A bat can carry Ebola virus, and you get in contact with that virus. It doesn't matter, but the transmission is always from an animal to an individual human, and that's how the disease spectrum works. And when we start talking about bat blood and understanding the wet markets in Peru, South America, Africa, and China, you need to understand the historical contents of what wet markets are. Wet markets were designed to for food for poor people. And so, you know, they could not afford regular food, so they go out and they get these wild animals, monkeys, you know, dogs, whatever, and they grow these animals in these markets for people to get protein. But when they bring these wild animals into the wet market and they mix the ducks with the pigs, with the chickens, and you got the bats and you got the alligator and the monkey, and everybody's sharing all their body fluids, that's how people get infected. So 150% that virus came from a bat, because the bat and has always been the historical vector, the carrier of coronavirus for the last 50 million years. That's just genetically just fact. And then what happens is that virus has jumped from the bat into the individual human, and we believe in science. If you understand the science, you understand the medicine. If you understand the medicine, you understand the science. It's not about I have a feel-good. And so we can look at genetic analysis, the RNA, and we can tell that this virus came from a bat and it jumped into a man.
We have a caller from Charlotte, North Carolina, Gregory. And the way we have to do this, we have to make sure you ask the question, and then we have to go back to Dr. Rowling because of how we're doing our in-studio technology. Gregory, what's your question?
Good morning, Rashad and Dr. Rowling.
Good morning.
My question is that President Trump recently announced a plan called Operation Warp Speed, which is a plan to fast track a vaccine for COVID-19 in 6 months. A doctor named Dr. Wright recently testified before Congress that at least you need 18 months to 2 years to safely develop a vaccine. So, Dr. Rowland, could you explain the dangers of fast tracking a vaccine for COVID-19?
Thank you for your question. Great question. Dr. Rowling, I'm going to hold you for the other side of the break to answer that question because we're right up to a hard break. We got more on the other side. We have Dr. Lane Rowling, infectious disease expert, talking about the current pandemic. News and talk, 1380 WAOK. Dr. Lane Rowling from the Tropical Pathology and Infectious Disease Association is still on the program. Highly decorated medical doctor, multiple medical degrees, including an MD, a DPM, Master of Science in Cellular Molecular Biology, and the list goes on and on. Microbiology, chemistry, he's degreed up. Not only is he an MD, he's also a noted researcher, lecturer, college professor. Thank you, Dr. Rowling, for remaining on the show. You had a question from a caller about the Operation Warp Speed program from the White House. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, Dr. Rich, before I answer that question, I want your listener to understand also is that I would just put on the National COVID-19 Healthcare Task Force as of last week. And I'm also one of the only, probably the top, 1% of the people on the planet that is certified in chemical and biological management of warfare patients. So my background is pretty good on that. So to your question on vaccine, let's keep it real. It'll take a minimum of 18 months. They can probably speed it up to 6 months. But more than likely, the vaccine is not going to work. And the reason why is that this is a large RNA virus. Fauci said the same thing. And this virus has a lot of mutagenic capabilities. So by the time they get the vaccine ready in 18 months to give the people, this virus is going to change. This is probably one of the biggest problems they're having now with their confirmational test because there's so many different strains. The East Coast strain is different than the West Coast strain. The European strain is different than the Asian strains, and this thing always has mutagenic capabilities. So they can speed up the process. They can use molecular techniques to isolate certain parts of the virus, and they can put it in chickens, and they can make a vaccine. But that particular protein or that entity that they use might not be the same entity next week because this virus is always mutating. And that is the biggest problem that we have with RNA virus is it changes all the time. And that's just the reality to it. And so they could speed up the process. Is a vaccine going to work? It might work, but we'll look at an example like the flu. They tell you to get the flu every year. The flu is 26% effective. In reality, it's probably 10% effective. So that means the other 80% of the people it doesn't work on. And this virus is much more mutagenic than the influenza virus, Dr. Richie.
Wow. We have Lee. Lee has a question. Lee, good day. What's your question?
Dr. Richie, my interest has to do with the development of the virus because, I heard the doctor talk about the wet market.
Lee, can you talk up for us, sir? You sound muffled.
I apologize. My speakerphone was on. I apologize, Dr. Richie. Can you hear me any better now?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
The wet market has been there for a long time. This virus hadn't showed up. A doctor, I believe it's Shiva and the Dr. Bukar, and there's one more female that Dr. Fauci dismissed for her research concerning not only the development of the virus, which was, for what I would like to address the doctor that you're talking to about, I understand that this virus was funded by this, our government and then legally developed in China after a moratorium was put over the research to first develop the virus because from what this guy just said about a wet market developing a virus, that just doesn't even, that don't jive. That's not how viruses even come together. In the research says that there was a specific gene splicing that had to do with HIV found in this virus. Could he address that and address the fact that there are indictments or there are said to be indictments out right now for the development of this virus as well as the development of a vaccine, and that's by Bill Gates and his organization and the World Healthcare Organization.
All right, so Lee, what's your precise question? Because you saying that viruses don't work that way. Hold on, Lee. Yes. You saying that viruses don't work that way. My question would be, where did you get your medical degree from? Because you're making a statement and representing it as fact. Oh, you're reading stuff on the internet. Oh, okay, I got you. You're reading stuff on Google. I got you. All right, what's your question, Lee?
The question is, when are we going to stop with the innuendo concerning the hiding of the cures and the remedies to this vaccine opposed to the hyping of this, pandemic, opposed to the hyping of the development of a vaccine for everyone on the planet? Because
okay,
we've been here
I appreciate your call, brother. He doesn't have all day, and I don't either. Thank you, sir. Dr. Rowling, do you want to take a stab at answering some of that? I know he was all over the place, but I think it's important that you respond to some of that.
Well, Dr. Richie, I'm going to say it like this. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I believe in the science and the medicine, because if you understand the science, you understand the medicine, and body bags are cheap. You know, and I don't believe in, this, I got a feel-good moment. I deal in reality. I understand the mechanism of action. So when I'm speaking about viruses or diseases that I've seen in the field and seeing people die from dengue and babies die from rabies, you know, this is reality. And so I understand the guy's question, but, you know, stick with the facts. You know, everybody has a feeling, and I think people need to stay in their lanes. And that's just my opinion on that one.
Yeah. What can people do? Because to hear you talk about the mutation ability of this virus, it seems as if it's almost endless, that basically we will always play catch up with this kind of COVID-19 virus. Is there any real protection that we can implement for ourselves as individuals? And is there an ultimate protection from this virus as a species?
Well, I think the at the end of the day, it comes down to really educating people about biosecurity and biosafety protocols. I mean, biosecurity protocols is based in layers. You have a physical layer, you have a nutritional layer. For example, you know, hand washing. We have units now with Extreme Cubes in Las Vegas. They develop a full body decontamination unit. I mean, there are diet supplements you can take. You know, from Sankey is a nutrition I take to help my immune system to stay on top of it. But if you want to survive this pandemic, it has to be situational awareness. You have to understand what you're dealing with. You have to understand that you can get the virus through fecal matter. You know, 25-35% of cases. Wash your hands. Teach children how to wash their hands. Keep your nails cut. If you're out in public now, you know, this pandemic is not over, folks. We are still in the first phase. We have not got to the second phase, and I promise you, when we get to the second phase, all the people out there talking are not going to be talking anymore because it's going to be reality. Let me give you an example of this. I work in the jungles of Peru and Iquitos right now. 13 of my doctor friends have died in the last 72 hours. 130 doctors are sick. 70% of the people in that city is infected. That's 700,000 people. You know, and they have no oxygen, no medicine. This is reality. If we do not listen and you go out and, you know, these pundits on television, I promise you, you're going to be singing a different dance. So you need to understand and take this stuff seriously. You need to make sure you wear your mask when you're in public. You go to Walmart, I guarantee you there's somebody in Walmart is going to be infected, breathing that stuff in the air. And that's going to get in the air conditioning unit, and you're going to get infected. You need to make sure you wash your hands because people are just that way. People do not take hygiene seriously. You better take it seriously with this disease. You better make sure when you go in your house, you're not wearing your shoes because coronavirus can be tracked in your shoes, influenza, all types of diseases. If you think that you're going to go and exchange money at a restaurant and they're not disinfecting the menu, if they're not disinfecting the credit card, I promise you will get infected through contact. And that is the reality. And one of the things that when I was put on this COVID healthcare task force and, Chairman Hardaway, I said, why do you want me? I'm a nobody. He says, Dr. Rowling, you are one of the best people we have to have on this panel to tell people the truth. Because when we put your child in a body bag, you're not going to be laughing. It's not a game. Just because you cannot see the disease does not mean it's not there. And when I hear people talk, you know, these talking heads and people coming up with these theories and stuff, I deal in reality. I wish I could bring the smell of death into this radio interview, because I promise you, you would never forget it. And so this is my compassion to give information to people. This is not a game. You know, this is not a joke. You know, you got these guys in Wisconsin running around their bars and they're laughing and smoking cigarettes. I want to see them in 3 weeks. They won't be laughing then. I can see that. That's a fact. And our people,
we got more
people. Our people are going to be the people that are going to be decimated, because we're always the last in the bus. You know, you're going to get the vaccine the latest. And no, forget that. You'll get the vaccine first, because then they're going to experiment on you, and then you'll find out what the results are, and then they're going to use it. So my job is to keep it real, period, end of story.
And that's why you're on the show. We got more on the other side. I want you on the other side, Doc, to tell us what immune-boosting regimen you recommend, and you've already given us the protective lecture of what we should do individually with our own hygiene. But I want you to tell us about what can we do to boost our immune just to stay a step above. All right, we got more on the other side. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. I got Dr. Lane Rowland. News and talk. Dr. Lane Rowling, infectious disease specialist, expert leading in his field, is still on the show. Dr. Rowling, what do you recommend as a regimen to boost the immune system?
Well, there's only one thing that I use, and this is, I would say, a vitamin that I've used for years, and it's called Sankey, and it's S-A-N-K-I. I've been using it for years as minerals. It boosts my immune system, I think, and it makes me feel good. And, you know, I think it's part of my health regimen. And you can, people, if they're interested, they can get it at SankeyBalance.com, S-A-N-K-I-Balance, B-A-L-A-N-E-C-E.com. And that's one way. Also, they need to be taking a multivitamin every day, Centrum, to make sure you're getting vitamin C and vitamin D, just to keep your immune system in prime order and stuff. And that's about it on the nutritional side. But on the, you know, personal protection side, which I think is important, because everybody wants to go back to school. People want to get things back in business again. They need to understand, Dr. Ritchie, protocols and procedures, because our job is to save people's lives. So, for example, you have your kids are going back to school. You better make sure that school or that airport has a full body decontamination unit where people go through this machine and you're decontaminated in 3 seconds. There's only one company in the United States that makes this, and the company is called Extreme Cubes in Henderson, Nevada. That's a must. One, washing your hands. And we're talking washing your hands is not washing your hands with one wash. You need to make sure you have alcohol, 70%. The 70% alcohol gives you 100% kill rate of viruses, bacteria, and fungus. And that's what you got to have. No shoes in the house. You have to have your mask. You better have an air filtration unit that has the ability to kill coronavirus, airborne, influenza airborne, because this is where we're going to go. We are still in the beginning of this pandemic. This pandemic's going to go on for 3 years, everybody. It's not going to end in the summertime. It's not going to just magically go away. The virus is endemic. We can relate this coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic, similar to what we went through with HIV back in the 1980s. And this is just a reality. So our job is to give you guys the best information out there so people can protect themselves. And especially when it comes to our children, because now they know there's a new inflammatory syndrome out there, similar to what we call Kawasaki syndrome, where kids are dying at 7, 9, 12 years old from heart attacks. You get the virus, you know, you're kind of asymptomatic. You know, 14 days later, after you have antibodies, you have a full-blown reaction, and kids are dying. And so we had to make sure that our people understand that there's a disease that we have to protect our children too, Dr. Ritchie.
Well said. Doc, we have one more caller that we can get to before the end of the interview. I appreciate your generous time with us today and your thoroughness and truth to power. Let's go to Jihad. Jihad, what's your question?
Good day. Thank you for bringing the doctor back on. And one of the things that I had a comment and a question. The what I like about you is the people on TV, the experts, they're saying the same thing you are saying, but they're not being as precise. Would you agree with that? I think you're being real precise. You know, they talk in generalities, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing the information with us practically so that we can understand it and understand that it's real. My question to you is, do you believe that they have just accepted the fact that there are going to be so many people that die, that's going to die just like they accepted the fact that people will die from the flu every year, so many people will die, and that's the mindset that the administration and basically some of the pundits are trying to get us to accept? And I'll end with this, where Rashad asked you something, and you were so practical the other with your answer. I wanted to say, on the washing the hands, I'm a proponent of washing your hand before you use the bathroom. You know what I mean? How many people actually wash their hands before, where you put your hand, where you go straight to your private part, and then you wash your hands afterwards? It just seems practical that we would wash our hands before we use the bathroom, and also after we use the bathroom. And thank you very much. Thanks again, Brother Rashad, for bringing him back.
Yeah, thank you, Jihad. I appreciate your call. We have 1 minute, Doc, for you to respond to that.
Well, for Dr. Richie, you used to get a realist man on the radio, so you got the realist doctor on the radio.
That's right.
And we're going to keep it truthful. And to your question, you know, we have to keep it real. And that's the bottom line, and that's just nothing to, nothing about it. And I wish I had more time just to sit down and just have a fireside chat with Dr. Richie and tell everybody about, you know, about understanding this disease and understanding the reality, you know. And you're right. A lot of people are not telling, you know, it's really a feel-good thing. We already know what's going to happen, guys. We can look at other countries. We can look at what's happening in Italy and Spain. And UK, we can look what's happening in China now. They're about to close China down again because, you know, they tried to open it up too fast to give this, image of, you know, normalcy. You know, I always tell people I can give you two versions. I can give you the Dr. Rowling version, or I can give you the Mickey Mouse version. And most people want the Dr. Rowling version, and that this storm is still coming. We're not even close. Dr. Fauci said it. Dr. Bright said it. You know, only I'm just telling because we're dealing with science and medicine, and that's going to get a lot of people killed. And, I can, like I said earlier, you can look what's happening in South America. You can look at Brazil. You can look at, read the paper. Every morning I read the paper at 3 o'clock in the morning, everywhere, all the papers in the world, because I have to understand and see where's the next epidemic, where's the next Ebola outbreak, is there a chicken die-off, is there a cow die-off, because I know there's a virus that's about to jump from man, from an animal into man. And so at the end of the day, folks, take this stuff seriously, because I tell you right now, if you have been in my world, in the jungles of Peru, down the Amazon, into villages where people die from rabies and people die from dengue and chikungunya and yellow fever. And I see patients that have their face, jaw hanging out because the disease is eating their face away from Chagas and Leishmania. And you can smell it, the gangrene. I promise you, you have a great deal of respect for this COVID-19. So be serious. Be safe, be smart, because body bags are cheap. Dr. Richie.
Doc, I appreciate you so much. I want us to have a conversation on a video Zoom-like platform, and let's have that fireside chat very soon. So I'll be in touch for us to do that, and let's make it happen, Doc. You're always very informative and very practical. We appreciate what you do, not only in your industry, but beyond your industry, to the general community. You connect both worlds, and we appreciate that.
Dr. Richie, I want to thank you again for even allowing me to have the opportunity to be with the realest man on radio, because I'm the realest doctor on the planet.
I agree.
Stuff. And I want to thank you. And let's sit down and talk, because at the end of the day, Dr. Richie, our responsibility is to save people's lives. If we save one person's life, that makes our life that much more better. And that's what it's all about. Inspiration, compassion, love of a fellow man. And that's just reality. That's what we've worked our lives from, Dr. Richie. So I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to coming back. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Look for an inbox. I'm going to send you a message. I appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk soon. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.